We are learning Masechta Shchul in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 60% down to Amud, really. And the first words on the line are "Valiba Rabbi Yechonon." Starting, it says in our Gemara, "De Amar Rabbi Yitzchak." We're supposed to say "Va Amar Rabbi Yitzchak." It's not a memra of Rabbi Yitzchak. We had a simon higher up where it said Halachos Chaver Kezayis Marav Akorkubin Simon. So we already did the simon of Halachos, which means we pass on the Gerais Yehuda that holds that a mara, a gallbladder that got a hole is trefa. Then we learned by kezayis that if the liver leaves over, if the leftover kezayis, the liver was taken out of the behemoth, but there was a leftover kezayis could regenerate itself, and then it's not a trefa. And now we're up to the next part of the simon, which is mara. Mara shenikva. Mara, they got a hole in it. The gallbladder got a hole in it. The kaved soit masa. And the liver, which is very close, it's very near, it's right next to the gallbladder, it closes up the hole because the hole was on the side of the liver. Kashera, it's kosher. It's not even according to Mandi Yama, Reis Yehuda, the holes that a hole in the mara is considered a trefa, but if the hole is on the side of the liver closes it up, then it's kosher. Vam Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Rav Yechanan, Nikav HaKurkubon, Bekis Shaloi, Kayam. We know that on a chicken, there's something called a korkabon, which is basically the stomach. That is where the food gets digested and gets ground up into pieces, gets digested. And the korkabon has an outer shell, which is called a korkabon, and inside there's another pouch, which is called a kiss. So the halacha is that if the korkabon gets a hole, but it didn't go through and through into the inside, the kiss shaloi kayam, the kiss is still kayam, then the halacha is that it's kosher and it's not a trefa. That's what Yitzchak tells us. A bayalud gemara like this. And that's the end of the simon. The last things of the simon were Mara and Korkabon. So that last part of the memories of Yitzchak. Mara the shayla about this. Abayilu. Nika vakis, the Korkabon kayam. What happens if the kiss gets the hole and the Korkabon, the outer shell, is kayam of the stomach of this chicken? Mai, what's the halacha? Is that a trefa or not? Toshima, Adam Rab Nachman. Nikav zeh below, zeh kosher. That if one way out the other one gets a hole, either one, it's kosher. The only way it's considered a trefa, if the korkabon gets a hole through and through, it goes through the korkabon, which is the outer skin, into the and through a kiss, which is the inner skin, it goes through both of them, then it's considered a trefa. Amar Rava, halacha, which is regards to the veshet, which is the food pipe. Amar Rava, shnei oires yeshal veshet. There are two skins to the veshet, which is the food pipe. Chitzoin adoim, the outer skin is red, upnimi lavan, the inside skin is white. And the halacha is like this. We know that the veshet has the smallest hole, the halacha is that's a trefa. But nikav zeb loizeh kosher, if only one of the skins, only one of the oires got a hole, then it's kosher. It has to be through and through, it has to go through the red and the white. Now, first of all, I want to know, why do you have to tell me that the outside is red and the inside is white? What's in a gay, what color it is? So, if you find a behemoth, which is the opposite, where the odom is on the inside and the lavan is on the outside, white's on the outside, then it's a trefa. That's not considered a viable veshet, and it's considered a trefa. We just said if there's a hole, a hole in one skin is not enough. It has to be through both of them. Let's say the hole is not zeh k'neged zeh. And the same shayla is by korkabon and kiss. Shayla is by both of them. We said that both the korkabon and both by the veshet, the hole has to go through both skins, both parts. The korkabon and the kiss. And by the veshet, has to go through the red and the white. So let's say they both have a hole, but they're not zeh k'neged zeh. They're not next to each other. They're not lined up. Is that considered a trefa or not? Nikvu shteim zesh loy kagzeh mahu. Oma zutra shmei dera papa. Depends. Biv veshet is kosher. Biv korkabon pasul. And what's the cheshbon? Why biv veshet is kosher korkabon pasul? So Rashi explains, because halki svir lev shum sham, maichom is asev sham. In the korkabon, the food keeps on gathering there. And therefore, there's a lot of pressure, and it'll go find the nearest hole, and it'll go from one hole until it goes to the next hole, because the food keeps on coming in with a lot of pressure. So therefore, it makes sense that the korkabon, the two holes, will find each other, and it's possible. Veshet, it keeps us going straight down. We're not worried about that. That's what Mazutra seven shmeidur apapa. So maskelo ravashi adarava. I said as far as punk fakert, as far as the opposite. Why veshet to achlebe that you eat with that pipe upoyebe. and he screams or breathes with that. Now, what does it mean scream or breathe with it? Rashi explains, because that vessel is attached to the kana. And with the kana, with the windpipe, is what the behemoth uses to scream and also to breathe. And therefore, it makes the veshat go up and down. First of all, you're eating it. And second of all, eating with it. And second of all, it's attached to the kana. So therefore, there's a lot of action there. Ravach, gamdalei, apostolei, it gets bigger, it gets smaller, it gets constricted, it gets bigger. Zimnim, the mahadzim, bahadi adati. Sometimes the two holes will match up, will line up, just by the movement. And therefore, by Vesha, the opposite, by Vesha will be Puzzle, and Korkabon, the Menech Naicha, it sits in one place, Koyi, it stays in one place, there the whole connect each other, won't be a problem. So Rav Ashi is as far as Punkfa Keret. Only Rav Achabrei, the Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi, you know what truth is? Halki Aminim Shemei Rav Domas Shemei Rav Papa Kavasech. The memro that we just said, that Rav Papa said, that Rav Zutra Shemei Rav Papa, that Vesha Kasha Korkan Puzzle, is Takanat true. It's the opposite, it's like you said. The real memro, real gears of the memory is the opposite, like you said. That by the veshet it's a treifa, and the bekorkabon it's kosher. The opposite, because by veshet, since it moves around so much from the eating and from being attached to the kana, there will be pasul. Mashenka, the korkabon, which is one place, will be kosher. Va'amar Rabba, krum sha'ala machmas makab veshet, ain't a krum. If there's a hole in the veshet while it was alive, and then a scab grew over it and closed it back up, ain't a krum. It's not considered a closure. It's not considered a good way to fix up this mum, and the halacha is still considered a treifa. Now, why is that true? Zok Rashi, he starts off like this. If I had a hole and then it got closed back up, I feel it also by steam ava, even if it's a very thick scab, ain't a miskiyemes, it's not miskayim. And so he says, he brings the Gemara in Yevamos, and he says that you see, and he says, this is coming lafuke, krum sh'ola makas maka bereya. He brings a Gemara there that says that if there's a maka in the reya in the lung, she'ena krum, the chol nekuvei treifos, all, Rashi says, all nekuvei treifos, loy mahanyu l'stima. All holes, when it comes to treifa, will not help the stima, this scab. The sok v'lachas man. V'lidomi l'reya shenikva v'doifin sh'etmar, and the stima is covered b'mara, we find by the mara, we say the covered on the side will help. So he says, there is different. He's steaming me karahi. That's an original steamer. Mashenk, if something comes afterwards, that's not good enough. And some the previous Gadim and some of Madaik from Rashi, maybe it's two different svaras. And one svara is because it's not Maskai. Another svara is because it's not a steamer me karahi. But come, it's all one svara. Svara is, since it's not a natural steamer, it's not born with this, therefore it's not considered a good steamer, a good way to close up the hole, and therefore it's a problem. And Rashi says it's by all trapers. The other Rishonim, the Ravon, brought down in the Hagoyis Radal in the back, says that it's not. It's only by Reya and by Veshet, not by other treifas. It's a machlokes Rishonim. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is this krum is not a good closure, and therefore it's a problem. If it got a hole, once it got a hole, then it's a treifa. Va'amar Rabba, Veshet ain't le b'dikam mechutz. You cannot check a Veshet for a hole from the outside. Ela b'fnim, only from the inside. From the outside, since it's so red, you can't tell if there's a hole through and through. And since it's red, and or we'll see maybe a different shaila, what you can't tell. But you can't tell, you can't check it from the outside, because since it's red, there might be a piece of dam there that's blocking the hole, or blocking whatever it is, and therefore you only could check from the inside where it's white. That's the only place you could check the veshet. L'may nafkamina, what's an nafkamina? Zok t'gemar on top of our bays, l'sofik drusa. So gay for a sofik drusa. Sofik drusa is a case where we have a chash that a behemoth here attacked, let's say a wolf or a lion attacked the animals, and now you're not sure if it puts poison in. The poison makes the place red, and if it's on the simonim will turn red. So here you have to check if it turned red. You can't tell from the outside, you have to tell from the inside. So that's not for Gemino. So you cannot check if it had this venom, this poison, from the outside of a veshet. You have to check from the inside of the veshet. And the Gemara brings a story. He suffered drusa that saw the kamei the rabba. There was a suffered drusa that came from a rabba, the shayla. Have a kabbadik le rabba leveshet mavroi. They shecht the animal. Then the rabba was checking the veshet from the outside. Amalei abaya v'maru d'amar veshet in lebdika. Don't you hold el b'fnim? You can't do a bdika from the outside, from the inside. Afchei rabba itaka turned it inside out. Ubatken, he checked on the inside. His taka terikut adam. He found two drops of dam, so he knew taka had this poison from this drusa. V'tarfon, he said it's a treifa. What was Rabbi thinking? We're checking the outside first. But Rabbi Nami, l'chadudi la'abayu u'dabayu. Rabbi, you just want to see if Abaya would ask him a kash on it, and l'mayis Abaya did. He wanted to check if Abaya knew the halach as well, and therefore he checked out at first, even though he's supposed to check the inside. Now Rashi explains, what was the case that you were checking it after the shechita? So he says, if it's a oif, it's very simple, because you only shecht one simen, so you shecht the kana, and that's kasha, and after you check the veshet. And Zok Rashi, the truth is, even if it's a behema, you shecht the bosimon, we still could check it. He says, by a nekev we had earlier on, daf chav chesam abeis, if there's a crack there, so then you can check afterwards. Why? If there's a hole, a little tiny hole in the veshet, you can't check afterwards. Why? Because maybe the shechita punk was in that place. So maybe it was a hole, but then the shechita went through that hole. Masha'enkin, when it gets this poison from a drusa, it stays red, and even after your shechita, you'll be able to tell if it was red from that drusa, and therefore, even after shechita, you could check. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that you cannot check after shechita, and Tosfos before really argues, it has to do with how they learned up the sugya before. There's two nafkaminas in Rashi Tosfos. That's one nafkamina if you could check a behema for drusa after the shechita. It's one nafkamina Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says yes. Tosfos says no. There's another nafkamina is the fi Rashi, the nekev also, besides the drusa, if there's a nekev in the veshet, it's also only could check from the inside, not from the outside. Let's say by oif, where the shayla of a little hole, you only can check on the inside and outside. The Gemara could have answered, what's the nafkamina asked? The Gemara said that the veshet is red on the outside and white on the inside. What's the nafkamina? The Gemara said a safek drusa. The Gemara could say not nafkamina. Legabe, a case of a safek nekev. You could have said that also. And a chanami, that could have been two nafkaminas really. But if it's red on the outside and white on the inside, legabe safek drusa and legabe a safek nekev.